Across the South Pacific, time continues to work its magic on rock. Millions of years of erosion and sinking have reduced the volcanic mount of Mau Piti to little more than a hill. Eventually, this hill will disappear too. And when it does, it will look like this. Mata Iva, a coral atoll. Rising above the waves, a coral atoll's reef surrounds a shallow lagoon. Where there was once a mighty peak, now there is only water. There are thousands of atolls like Mata Iva dotted around the South Pacific, their size and shape determined by the original volcano. Some atolls are round, their rings unbroken, while others have been bent out of shape by ocean currents and earthquakes. And a few span huge distances, a testament to volcanoes whose size and power were once truly colossal. Rangiroa in French Polynesia. Over 30 miles wide, its lagoon is so large that if you were floating in its center, you wouldn't see land in any direction. The story of land building in the South Pacific may start with volcanic eruptions, but it doesn't end there. A volcano once formed an island here, but it sank back below the surface. Now it's on the rise again. This is the extraordinary Kingman Reef. Over 3,000 miles from the nearest continent, it is one of the last pristine coral reefs left in the world. As tourism and fishing are banned here, the reef is about as close as you'll get to the Pacific as it used to be before humans arrived. Part of what makes Kingman extraordinary is the 200 types of coral found here. But there's also something else, and it's helping to build the reef. Giant clams. Everywhere. More than you'll see on any other reef in the world. When giant clams spawn, they expel millions of eggs into the water. And when one starts, all the others quickly follow. The sea soon turns cloudy with life.